Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back brief nation, we can stand down the nuclear arsenal. World War III has been averted. The Chinese spy balloon is no more. According to numerous news outlets, the American, quote, war planes have shot the balloon out of the sky. I'm assuming F-22, but it's a balloon, so maybe that's overkill. And if it is that the first F-22 air-to-air kill? I don't know, but it's down. I say again, the balloon is down. Now, I get why you think this is a big deal. I do. It is kind of a big deal, right? China has zero business sending shit over our airspace. Hell, I don't care if it's Canada ballooning into our airspace. That is close to an act of war. But, let's keep some perspective here. It's a balloon, not a boat full of armed commandos. But Rod, what if it's a balloon today and armed commandos tomorrow? Wolverines! Look, if you don't think our military wasn't milking this thing for all its intel, you're fucking crazy. I wouldn't be surprised if Qin Fang was sitting behind his terminal receiving spy balloon data when one of our cyber boys popped up in a feed like, "A balloon, bro? LOL. Wanna borrow a U-2? JK, better luck next time." Now, everyone take a moment to take in the fact that we have a space plane that flies around the world in space autonomously, collecting whatever intel it collects, and then lands, boop, by itself. We have stealth helicopters, stealth planes, stealth UAVs. We can eat your lunch in your own backyard and you won't know it's us, except that we didn't touch the hummus, because that's too ethnic for lawmakers. Our closest adversary, our, quote, near peer, is using a balloon. Now, I'm sure it's a very nice balloon, but it's still a balloon. Would you be at all surprised to find out it took 100 Chinese soldiers a week to blow it up manually? And I say, 100 Chinese soldiers because, the malnourishment, the beatings, and, I'm sure they can't really blow up a balloon. One guy, it's probably going to take about 100 of them. What in the name of Wile E. Coyote, people? We thought the Russians were going to be this unstoppable military monolith and they would absolutely just steamroll over Ukraine and we were going to have to fight these guys and it was going to be, they were all going to be Spetsnaz commandos coming over the hills, just killing everything. That didn't happen. That was a lie. Instead, they got dudded by Ukraine with a healthy helping of U.S. military surplus and spooky operator assistance. But nevertheless, they did get dudded. China was supposed to be the dragon of the East. Fire breather, scary, 100,000 Chinese soldiers to every American troop. Oh. Well, our near-peer competitor's plan was to launch a balloon and try to convince us it was a weather balloon. That's straight a couple of thousand miles off course. Or bad. Come on, man. First of all, my kids make better excuses than that. Okay. That's ridiculous. But a weather balloon? Now, are the Chinese preparing for something? Is this all part of a bigger plot? Is this IPB intelligence preparation for the battlefield? Absolutely. Sure. You don't send your premier intelligence collection weather balloon forward unless you're ready to start some shit. The areas they were flying over happened to be militarily sensitive spots in Montana. Okay, cool. You took some pictures or whatever. I'm sure you intercepted some signal. I mean, honestly, they're better off just stealing our data from TikTok. They own it. They're better off collecting intelligence by starting companies than, you know, encouraging us to be willing participants to free services in exchange for our privacy and data. That's honestly a much better strategy than weather balloon. But hey, if that's our near peer, we're in good shape, folks. We're all right. If that is their plan, a weather balloon, I think we're all right. Next time your kid has a birthday party, email the Chinese embassy and ask if they send clowns along with their balloons. All right. Back brief. Frozen Nation, how are you holding up there in the north? 100 degrees below zero Fahrenheit in some parts of the northeast. Holy hell, folks. That's Antarctic temperatures. Like, anyone see that shitty movie from 2004, The Day After Tomorrow? You know, I think when New York gets hit by the perfect storm of blizzard, and there's the Statue of Liberty with windblown ice on her. I think it's a Jake Gyllenhaal movie. I'm not sure. I think I remember like a subway and there's like ice coming in, and there's like a cold front that's like 1,000 degrees below zero or something. It's just like freezing motherfuckers left and right. But nevertheless, it was not a great movie, but it's turning out to be less shitty and more prophetic as we see the world doing some weird weather gymnastics. Now, can't we just admit that climate change is happening? Is that so far of a reach, especially right now? Now, I'm not saying it's man-made. I'm not saying that we did this. I'm not saying that America is responsible for climate change. I'm not saying there's anything we can even do about it. But can't we admit that it might be real? That something is happening. Something is happening in our own time, in this generation. And it doesn't mean that we have to have a solution. It doesn't mean that we have to have an idea of even how it's happening. But the fact is that it's happening. Texas shouldn't be freezing annually. Delaware shouldn't be uninhabitable. According to the almighty Google machine, the coldest places on Earth are valleys in Antarctica, where it gets down to like negative 148. Now, negative 148 is a far jump from negative 100. But it's not that far of a jump, really, when you were used to negative 30, negative 40. And all of a sudden, it's 108 degrees below zero. You're not that far from Antarctic valleys. Right now, in some places in the Northeast, it is instant frostbite. If you're not covering an inch of your skin, boom, instant frostbite. I heard some weather lady saying, but the day after negative 100, it'll be negative 40. Not too bad, right? It's all about perspective. Are you kidding me? Perspective? You know, a firefight's not that bad when you think about it. It only lasts a few minutes, and right after, it's pretty calm. You know, perspective. No, 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 no. That's not how this works. We are not supposed to be at negative 100 unless you're in like the Arctic.
That's a problem.
What do we do about this? I have no idea. No clue. Is there anything to actually do? Maybe not. Maybe this is the new normal for us. Maybe winter in the north will be like hurricane season, only worse. So, stay warm, folks, and good luck up there. Let's hope that we fare better than the Jake Gyllenhaal movie. If I recall correctly, in that movie, it ends with America being frozen. It was like three or four storms that came together. They were like winter Arctic storms. They jack up the United States. And if I remember correctly, there are helicopters flying American refugees to Mexico. Yeah, let's hope that doesn't happen. I'm sure the Mexican government will be very accommodating to the gringos coming from the north. Before we sign off, I want to award this episode's Dud Award to none other than Mr. George Santos, representative from New York, who in a stunning interview told the world that he promises to keep things above board from now on and that he had learned his lesson about lying. I'm very proud of you, George. You learned a lesson. Good job, folks. Santos is an idiot, and I love saying his name like Santos. I like to give it that Spanish accent that I don't have because I keep it ethnic, people. Santos is an idiot for that statement alone because he's in good company anyway in Washington. They're all idiots. They're all liars, left, right, all idiots. And honest to God, any politician that points their finger at Mr. Santos is a hypocrite in all of his or her or its glory. But I, taxpayer extraordinaire, voter, I can call him a dud, an idiot, a moron, if you will, for not having the grace to step down after openly lying and then apologizing for lying. And then telling the American people, his voters, his constituents, guys, I promise, going forward, I'm not going to lie anymore. Folks, the truth has become not only subjective, but absolutely unnecessary. Truth is, it's like a nice to have, but you don't need it to get elected anymore. Have you ever really? I like to think that there was a point in American politics where, you know, you were kind of an honest person. People thought you were an honest person. You were an honest person, that you could be elected to make some real changes for the country. But maybe that's not necessarily true. We, the voters of America, have told hucksters and charlatans just like Santos that we love to be lied to. We love it. We will eat whatever shit sandwich you make for us as long as you whisper sweet nothings into our ears. Tell us how we should feel about things. When should I be angry, Mr. Santos? When should I be happy, Mr. Santos? Exacerbate my fears and then calm me down with more lies. Tell me about your great grandparents or your grandparents. Tell me about your ethnic, your heritage, and lie to us about this and that and whatever. I want to blame the people of New York, but it's not just them. It's everyone. See, Santos is the dud we deserve. Hell, we should just sweep him into the office of the president next year and just call it a day. I mean, really, at this point, what does it matter? George Santos, if that's even your real name, I wouldn't be surprised if he had an alias. If this George Santos guy didn't even exist, would you be at all surprised to find out George Santos was actually a broom? He's just a broom, a horse in a human costume. That all of this is beginning to look more and more like a Family Guy bit than actual American politics. Mr. George Santos, you are the dud of this episode, but a dud of our own making. Thank you for promising to tell the truth going forward. I'm sure we have nothing to worry about. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine, folks. Balloons out of the sky. The Northwest is about to defrost, hopefully. And George Santos has assured us that America can rest easy because he's not going to lie anymore. He promises. Shout out to Rollins Band, Liar. Go check it out. Maybe that should be George Santos's next song that he plays at all of his political rallies. Folks, that's it for me. I'm Rod Rodriguez. This was the Back Brief. I want to thank the Back Brief Nation first and foremost for being patient with me. Sometimes I'm very inconsistent with these episodes. I'm doing a thousand other things, and I try and give you the best 15 minutes of your time and my time. Should I make this longer? I don't think the show should be longer. I don't feel like it should be longer. Maybe if I had some call-in, I got some guests on, that'd be great. Do you even want guests? I don't even know what the people want anymore. Who knows? Hit that subscribe button. That's what I want. I want you to hit that subscribe button. Be sure to follow us at ConnectingVets.com. Be sure to check out my guy, Phil Briggs, CBS Ion Veterans, everywhere you listen to podcasts. I'm Rod Rodriguez. I am out of here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.